Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. How are we looking today? Coming up here momentarily, we are going to be hearing from Mike Budenholzer, also the rest of, I would assume, the rest of the managerial staff of the Milwaukee Bucks, as he's about to be introduced to the media for the first time as the new head coach, officially, of the Milwaukee Bucks. So that is coming up. Stay tuned for that. They are waiting right now down at the new Wisconsin Sport, what do they call that place, Joe? Is the Wisconsin Sports District Center of Bucks basketball and people? I have no idea. They keep saying that by around July, they're going to have an announcement as to who the sponsor is of that building. And as one owner put it, they are on the 1 yard line, about to score the touchdown in getting the new. Getting the new arena named. I've heard all kinds of different groups. I've heard Kohler, and I just don't think Kohler's going to dive into that. Otherwise, Kohler would have already kind of dove into the gate sponsorship of some type at Lambeau Field. I've heard Quick Trip. I've heard Jack Lynx, the beef jerky, calling it the Link. I've heard other beers getting involved. Going back to somebody tweeted me the other day and said, are they going to go back to the Bud Bombers? Remember when three-point shots, when Ted Davis would yell, another Bud Bomber, when Budweiser was a part of the broadcast? I don't know. I mean, it would be certainly a coup for Budweiser to come into the state in such a way, considering it's Miller Park. And I don't think it's going to be that. I don't know who it's going to be. Could it be Johnson or Jockey? Jockey's in the state. The big set of draws. So I don't know who it's going to be, but nevertheless, they're going to have an announcement, they said, right around midsummer as to who the new sponsor, the naming rights sponsor, is going to be for the new arena. But that'll get done eventually. In the meantime, speaking of something new and exciting, we have a new one this year. It's our first one of the season, as a matter of fact. It's the Cigar Dinners, and they are back this year, and there are tickets available. I just had somebody just email me a little while ago and said, hey, I'd really like to go. Can you tell me more about the Cigar Dinner? And I was just saying in the last hour, it's they're always fun. The Tobacco Outlet Plus and our friends at Quick Trip and our friends over at Perdomo Cigars, again, it's a great night out. Wisconsin Brewing Company, 1079 American Way. That's in Verona. We're coming to Madison. First time in Madison. So the Madison group, come on out and enjoy it. It is going to be catered by Wood Barbecue. So you get dinner. There's cocktails ahead of time. You get the full dinner. You get a little bit of an appetizer. You end up getting dinner, dessert. Plus, after that, they do raffles. We do a great Q&A. It's so much fun. Tickets include a couple of free cocktails, the dinner, obviously, the full dinner. And then after that, Perdomo Cigars will give you four free cigars. Now, that alone covers the price of the ticket, which is minimal. So come on out and get the tickets. Tobacco Outlet Plus on North Sherman Avenue in Madison, Willow Road in Wanakee, and then the Quick Trip on County Road PB in Verona. Again, that's Thursday night, June 7th. We're only a couple of weeks away. So hopefully you get a chance to come on out. We're going to have a good time. These are always a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody in Madison. Our first little intimate gathering in Madison. There's only 50 tickets available, by the way. So, and they do sell out, We sold out every one of these except the first one last year. Everything else sold out. So come on out again Thursday night, June 7th. Get some friends together, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time. Whether you like the show or you don't, I mean, that's fine. Just come on out and take a listen to some of the stories, and we can chat sports and other things, and it's always fun. So that's, again, our friends from Quick Trip, Tobacco Outlet Plus, and Perdomo Cigars. Or just go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com, and you can find it there. We are going to be introduced to Mike Budenholzer coming up here shortly. He is the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. They are awaiting his arrival. He has not sat down at the table yet, so we're going to get into that discussion. Also, the NBA playoffs have been, to say they've been exciting, I mean, yes and no. I mean, they're exciting because crowds have been, the home crowds have been going nuts. Houston's home crowd the other night went crazy. Last night out in Golden State, they just owned Houston. But the margin of victory in these Eastern and Western Conference finals so far, on average, 24 points. I'm kidding, not kidding. 24 points. They've been basically blowouts, you know? I mean, last night, with Golden State just owned Houston. Houston, it's interesting because last night, D'Antoni afterwards said, hey, we just played soft, called his team soft. Rockets just drilled 126-85 last night. And as much as you want to look at James Harden, who had dropped 20 points, which is somewhat low and uncharacteristic for James Harden, he didn't get a whole lot of support. Ariza only had six. Tucker only had six. Capella and Chris Paul, both dropped 13, but they didn't get a ton off the bench either. Gordon only had 11. But last night you were waiting for Steph Curry to get his, and he did. 35 he drops last night. Kevin Durant dropped 25 last night. Green and Iguodala both had 10, contributed 10. Cook ended up coming off the bench and gave you 11. But last night it was already Klay Thompson last night with 13 points as well. So last night it was just they being Golden State just kind of owned it. Just owned it last night. And it's been big margins of victory. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. That's on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. By the way, the Cavaliers the night before, 116-86. LeBron James, 27 points, somewhat of a quiet night for LeBron, but they just beat the hell out of the Celtics, and the Celtics didn't have an answer. Cavaliers finally started hitting those shots. Everything that they had, wide-open looks in Games 1 and 2 in Boston, all those shots started to fall in Game 3 at their place. So you're waiting for the road team to get a win in that series because they haven't yet. Meanwhile, the road team has gotten a win in the Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors got the win in Game 1. Rockets came back and drilled them in Game 2. Warriors get the win in Game 3. You want to take a quick break, Joe, and then we'll come back and get more of Budenholzer? You want to do that? Can we do that? Let's do this. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. And don't forget, they have the all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, that thing works. Just call them, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. And if you're looking for the low T treatments, nobody better to call. Everybody's trying to duplicate, replicate, impersonate what they do. Stick with the original. Stick with New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451. When we come back, I would assume Budenholzer is going to be sitting down at the table. You're going to hear from him, the head coach, the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Budenholzer sitting down. This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks being introduced by John Horst, the Bucks general manager. Let's take a listen.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you all for being here. Good afternoon. Special thank you to all the construction workers that are working on this facility for being here. We really appreciate that. You know, this is my honor and pleasure and genuinely excited to introduce Coach Mike Budenholzer to the Milwaukee Bucks organization as our head coach. You know, Bud is has a career of building successful franchises. Bud has proven himself as a teacher and a leader in developing players. He's had tremendous success in the Spurs organization and then taking over his own franchise in the success that he had with the Atlanta Hawks organization. And for those reasons and many more, we know he's going to be a great fit for us, and we're really excited to have him here today.
Thank you, John. You know, I want to start with some thank yous. Thank you to my family, to my kids, Libby, who's here today, Will and Hannah and John, who are back in Texas, my girlfriend Melissa here. You know, my parents, my dad's a coach, so he's pretty excited about what I get to do every day. And then, you know, as John just mentioned, I would like to a big thank you to the players over the last 5 years and all the people that have, you know, put me in a position and given me the support to be sitting here and be named the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks today. I'm very appreciative of them. Very, very appreciative of, you know, John, the Milwaukee ownership, you know, Wes and Mark and Jamie. I couldn't be more excited about this opportunity. The fit is, to me, what this is about. When I looked at the ownership and I looked at the GM and the roster that we have here in Milwaukee, all the great things that are happening around the community, the timing and taking the Milwaukee Bucks to the next level. I feel very fortunate to be put in this position and given a leadership role and working with the entire roster, with the front office, with ownership. I can't wait to take us to the next level in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Mike, thank you. Congratulations and welcome to Milwaukee. We have a couple of players here. Chris Middleton and Marshall Plumlee are joining us. They're representing the current group of players. Hello, guys. Appreciate it. Time now for questions from the media. We will follow the normal procedure. Please wait for a microphone. You can raise your hand to receive the microphone. Please identify yourself and your news outlet before asking the question.
Coach, Doug Russell at WTMJ Radio. First question, the breakfast with Giannis and Chris. What was discussed and what made you feel like this was going to be the best fit for you?
Do they like berries or bacon or ham? What do they want with their breakfast? No, I mean, it was a great opportunity to sit and visit with both Chris and Giannis and, you know, just kind of talk basketball, talk a little bit about families, life. And I think it was just such a smart and important part of the process. You know, I think how important both players are to us, you know, in the short term and the long term. As a coach, you're only as good as your players. And so I think to connect with them on a lot of different levels, it was important that morning. It's important going forward. It's important to connect with really our entire roster. So I thoroughly enjoyed it and look forward to, I don't know about a lot of breakfasts probably, but maybe dinners and lunches and getting to know, you know, all of them a lot better as we go forward.
Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You know, what's it like to be here in this moment, you know, in this facility, you know, getting ready for a season in which, you know, the Bucks are obviously hoping to reach new levels and continue their growth, you know, both within, you know, with the building, the community, and of course on the court.
Yeah, this, to be in this moment, to be here, you know, I talked about fit and timing. I think I feel incredibly fortunate to be put in this position by John and ownership and it's just, it feels, you know, since, you know, the moment I think we all kind of said yes to each other, nothing's felt more right. And I think there's a genuine excitement about where we can go. I think a genuine understanding of how much work we have to put in to get there and the focus on getting better every day, individually and collectively. But to be in this moment, to be in front of you guys, to be here with John and the players and everybody, and to think about the future of this organization, I genuinely just, I think I'm in the best place in the league, and I couldn't be more excited.
Mike, Gary D'Amato, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You've got a track record of team building, building teams. What are the keys to unlocking potential in young players?
Well, you know, I think unlocking the potential, and whether it be young players or, you know, even older players, I think that still can grow and get better. You know, I think there's a daily approach that, you know, our players and our staff and everybody with the organization will see from, you know, I guess starting with me. But there's an approach to player development that's, it's as simple as just giving it time every day. But then I think there's building confidence in them, giving them opportunities, teaching, holding them accountable. All of those things that are, you know, just really part of coaching. But I think if you're going to unlock potential and you're going to take teams and players to the next level, which we hope to do here, those things become critical. Just the day-to-day attention, holding them accountable, giving them confidence, giving them freedom. You know, those are some of the things.
Mike, it's Lance Allen from WTMJ-TV. From your experience with the Spurs or the level that you got the Atlanta organization, kind of a follow-up on that is, what are the keys or what do you feel are the necessary ingredients to get a team to win a championship, to win a division, to win titles like what this organization wants to do?
Well, I think the thing that we're always looking for, I think John and I have talked about it, and that's competitors. I think it always starts with having great competitors on your team, in your front office, on your coaching staff. That probably the number one characteristic that if you want to win championships, you've got to be great competitors. It's got to come naturally. I think that's something that, whether it be San Antonio or Atlanta, or you're watching the teams play that are still alive in the playoffs, that competitive spirit that runs through them. I think there's an unselfishness that's critical to winning at a high level, and an unselfishness that, you know, starts with your best player. And, you know, we're lucky to have a Giannis who will do anything to win, and a Chris Middleton that'll do anything to win. And when you have, you know, your best players that are true competitors and that are truly unselfish and care more about the team than they do themselves, you know, those are a couple of the big, you know, kind of foundational blocks to winning championships and doing things that are special.
Eric Name, ESPN Milwaukee. Mike, when you look at Giannis, he might be the greatest singular talent that you'll get to be head coach for. How do you try to leverage his skills, and what kind of exciting opportunity is that for you?
Well, yeah, you know, on the back end of the question, it's, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about coming to Milwaukee, but there's no doubt Giannis is one of, you know, he's so important to our success. I think he embraces, you know, his leadership role and how he needs to grow and improve and get better along with all the rest of us. So the excitement level is through the roof. You know, and I think, you know, how we can use and, you know, implement him defensively and offensively. You know, it started some at breakfast, and it'll probably continue down in the weight room, you know, today and tomorrow and the next day. And those conversations, you know, I look forward to having with Giannis, and listening to Giannis too. You know, I think he's a smart player at 23. I think he has an IQ and an understanding of the game. And I think together he and I will probably push each other. But I look forward to pushing him. And I think, you know, he believes it, and I believe it. He's going to get a lot better as we watch him over the years.
Hi, Coach. Stephanie Sutton, WISN-TV here in Milwaukee. I have two questions. First of all, have you ever been to a press conference like this in all your years in the NBA?
No.
What do you think of all the hard hats?
Yeah, it's impressive that they got all of you guys to put them on. John and I joked, do we have to wear them? And we thought we were pretty critical to this press conference, and maybe we could get away without wearing them. So, yeah, it's pretty impressive. Everybody's got their hard hats and safety vests, and I won't miss any of you for sure.
And of all the things that you weighed in your decision in coming to Milwaukee, what was the one thing that truly convinced you to take this job here?
I think the fit here just really felt right, whether it's with John. I think the interview and the day we had together with his staff, the time with ownership and visiting with them and getting a sense for how important winning is to them, and then sitting and visiting with Giannis and Chris at a breakfast. And the longer the process went on, the greater the fit felt. And you know, when you're building a team, I've been a part of building, you know, a lot of great championship teams in San Antonio, a lot of success in Atlanta over the last 5 years. And lots of times fit is just, you know, it's almost more important than anything. And, you know, how do people fit together on the court? How do people fit together in the front office and a coaching staff and ownership? I just, that became the overwhelming feeling that this was a great fit for me and my coaching staff that I'm excited about bringing and working with these players. Couldn't be, you know, I just think that there's so much potential here.
Coach Greg Matzik from WTMJ Radio, a question for you and for you, John, as well. You had been the president of basketball operations at one point with Atlanta. I'm the guy in the hard hat, sorry.
Yeah.
How important is that opportunity to build, with John, a collaborative roster, given your experience level that goes far beyond just coaching? Was that an aspect of this job that you find appealing? And then, John, to have a guy like that with that level on his resume, how much did that really stand out to you?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think for me, anyone who's worked with me so far and any of our staff would tell you that being collaborative and having our pillars of our franchise work together on everything and share ideas and beat things up and go back and forth, and then ultimately be responsible for making decisions in your area that you're hired to have, that's really important. And we talked a lot about that during our interview process. There's no doubt, you know, Bud has been with the San Antonio Spurs. They've done a great job of drafting. They've done a great job finding talent on the margins. They've built great organizational culture. And just as we talked about before, leveraging resources, leveraging experiences is everything. This is not an I game. This is not a me game. This is a we game. And to have someone with his experience and his knowledge to help us and support us is tremendous.
Yeah, and, you know, what John just said, I felt from, you know, the first time we started visiting and talking about, you know, how we see the Bucks and, you know, their perspective and what they've observed and learned over the years. And, you know, it's different when you're on the sideline or you're coaching against them. But, you know, for me, I think there's been a great opportunity for me to be focused on coaching and to really make that my, you know, my focus, but to be somewhere where I think, you know, your thoughts and your experiences and your observations on how to build a great championship-type level team are appreciated and welcomed and valued, and to have great debate. And, you know, this morning we're already having, you know, great conversations about what we need to do with our players and put them in the best position. And when everybody's working well together, that's when great things happen. And, you know, I think from like I said, the very first meeting with John and his group all the way through the process, it just felt like a place where I think it would be a good fit for me and they would value what I bring and also, you know, allow me to focus on coaching, which is the most important thing I'm here to do. And so it's I look forward to that whole process of building a team. But I know where my focus is and where John's is and how we can help each other, and I'm excited about that.
Gennaro Armas, AP. John, what was this coaching search like for you, and can you describe the point at which you thought, you know, Mike's the guy?
Yeah, I think the process for me was a great education, a great learning experience. I think you only get so many opportunities to go through something like this, and hopefully we don't go through it again for a really long time. That's the goal and the plan. But for us, you know, we ran a really thorough process. We interviewed a lot of high-quality candidates. But you go through something like this, and obviously you have a target and a focus in what you want to accomplish. And Bud was obviously that for us. You know, we knew that he was going to be a candidate for us. We were excited to meet with him. We had a really long meeting. We joked about how long our interview was. But we all walked out of that meeting, that interview with him, knowing that this is a guy that we want to pursue and try to figure things out with. And so you still continue to go through your process and you continue to be true to it. And to his credit, he allowed us to do that. And we got to a great result, which is really the only reason for having a process. And it doesn't really matter unless you get a great result. And we're really confident we got a great result.
There you go. That is the Bucks general manager, John Horst, speaking with Mike Budenholzer right now, being introduced as the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll come back with more of this and continue on. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Let's get back to it. You got Mike Budenholzer, the new head coach, being introduced by John Horst, the Bucks general manager, down at the new arena. Let's drop in and take a listen.
Coach Chuck Freeman, WSSB, you got a proven record of that your system works down in Atlanta. What do you see with this nucleus of this team and this and the roster where your system is going to work, where you can come in here either on the defensive side or the offensive side, and with your coaching philosophy, where you can make these guys, let these guys take that next step up?
Yeah, I think the thing that probably stands out to me first is just the potential on the defensive side of the ball, and I would say that's been always something that's prioritized. We want to be great on both sides of the ball, but you know, whether it be the last 5 years in Atlanta as a head coach, and you know, I think San Antonio at the end of the day has always been great defensively. You know, I think with the individual talents we have here in Milwaukee, and you know how we can get them. You know, I think one of the words I used in the interview process is how can we unlock this talent defensively? I just think there's so much to work with, and you really could go up and down the roster. So I think, you know, instilling our defensive principles, you know, things that we just hold, you know, core to our beliefs. And I think there's some of them that are very simplistic and the players will understand quickly. And that's part of freeing them up to be great on that side of the court. Offensively, you know, I think it's going to be a great challenge for me and my staff. Certainly a million ideas flying around in my head for the last 2, 3, 4 days and the different things we can do. But, you know, I can tell you that playing with more pace or with great pace and playing faster, lots of great people movement and ball movement and things that are, again, kind of core to what I believe in. And when you talk about a system and what we've done the last 5 years, those types of things, I think we're going to figure out how it best fits the players in Milwaukee and implement it and teach it and coach it. And you know, like I said earlier, we'll learn from our players here too. I think they'll teach us things that where we can, you know, that's another way we'll go to another level. And so you know, the defensive and offensive side of the ball are you know, there's a lot to work with here in Milwaukee.
Hi, Rich Kirch in Milwaukee Business Journal. You mentioned the fit with the organization, and I guess you met with the owners in New York City. Which ones did you meet with, and what was it that made you feel like you would be a good fit with them?
Yeah, it was, you know, Wes and Mark and Jamie, you know, in a beautiful office in New York. And I just, it was obvious, I think, how much they want to win and how passionate they are about winning. How they'll do anything, you know, I think for our players and for our organization, and whether it be the front office or the coaching staff, you just, it was a real commitment that I sensed. And, you know, in good conversation about, you know, whether it be, you know, personal or the basketball side of things and learning about them, and of course them learning a lot about me, you just, you know, I sensed a commitment to winning and a real belief in Milwaukee, a real belief in the things that are happening here in the city, whether it be the arena, the practice facility. You know, I think they're committed to this, and you know, they have big dreams and big hopes for us. And I think they want to put the, you know, I think one other thing that stands out about the ownership group is they put the best people in positions. You know, with John and the medical and the facilities and everything, you just immediately sense that they're about getting the best, and you know, those are the types of owners and the type of people you want to work with.
Coach Doug Russell, WTMJ Radio again. Your Hawks team played this Bucks team 3 tough games last year. Maybe you have a unique perspective, and I know you kind of touched on this a moment ago, but from your perspective as someone who just coached against this team, where were the opportunities that you saw that led you to believe that you can beat this Bucks team that you can now coach them up for?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think to get into the details of it, there's, like I said, they're evolving in my head, and John and I have talked about some of them, and, you know, I certainly believe that we could be a really, really good defensive team and you know, elite, I would say, and I think how we can improve and be better offensively and be more efficient and be more dynamic on an individual basis and on a team basis. But I think they certainly want to give, you know, they've had a lot of success here, and things have been done well. And so I think I'll learn some of the things from what's been done here the last few years and marry it up with the core things I was talking about earlier. So there's been a lot of success here. But, you know, I think there's certainly potential on both sides of the ball to get better and, you know, get in the gym and start working with our players and take it to that next level.
Coach Delaney Bride, TMJ4. Over here.
Oh, sorry.
In the hard hat, right?
The bright lights, yeah.
You mentioned facilities before. teams can tell you that they're going in a new direction, but to really see the new building come up, the new stadium, was that a check mark for you that really made you say, hey, I can put my stamp on a new arena?
Yeah, certainly the new arena and walking through the practice facility and these things are just so critical to our team and our organization's success. And certainly players really feel it when you're playing in a great arena with a great home crowd. It makes a difference. And for a coach, you know, to know that we have these facilities and that we're first class in everything we do, it's critical to making a decision. And if you're fortunate enough to have opportunities, you certainly want to see that, you know, the ownership and everybody is committed with a new arena, new facilities, great people in place. And I think Milwaukee checked all those boxes.
Tom Oates, Wisconsin State Journal. John, given where this team's at, how important, if it was important, was it to you to maybe get a proven team builder as opposed to maybe taking a chance on a kind of unproven assistant, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, Tom, for us, we wanted to interview and spend time with a lot of quality candidates, and experience mattered. There's no doubt that, like Bud alluded to, we've done some things well here. We've had some successes. Finding the person, the right fit for this team, the right systems, the right ideas, the right principles and philosophies to help this group take the next step was paramount. And ultimately, after going through our process, it was clear to us that Bud was the guy to do that.
We have time for one more question. Eric?
Mike, as you look at this Bucks team, obviously player development is a big thing for you and finding individual plans for all those guys. How does that process work for you as you take the job here in the summer and attempt to get that information out to your guys who might not be here?
Well, so that's what I was alluding to. And, you know, John, we didn't spend very much time prepping for this press conference, so I apologize for that. But we've been in kind of a big conference room with Troy Flanagan and the medical group and some of John's front office group and, some of my group that, you know, we're hopeful will be here. And it's probably the most important thing is you start looking at a calendar, you start mapping out, you know, how can we touch these guys? How can we start teaching? How can we start developing them? And it's just not from the coaching standpoint, you know, it's how is our medical group, you know, how are they progressing with, you know, strength and conditioning and nutrition and all those things. And so it's literally the first thing we did this morning, starting at 8:30. And I think it's certainly something that is core to our beliefs as player development. You know, our players, I think hopefully they're going to feel like when they come to Milwaukee, they're going to be a better player if and when they leave. And it's going to help us retain our players. It's going to help us attract players as they know that they're going to be developed and cared for at a high level. And it started this morning.
So there you go. Mike Budenholzer, the new head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks. And he is going to start reaching out, much like we had talked about in that article from the New York Times and also the article down at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about health and wellness, reaching out and touching each guy individually, being able to sit down with them. He's very much a hands-on coach, kind of a player's coach, if you will, and a lot of philosophical things coming out of that press conference. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. And don't forget, Marshfield Clinic, they orthopedically got me up and going, man. I lived with pain for a long time. I don't have to live with it anymore, all because of Marshfield Clinic and the orthopedic department there. If you're living with pain, you don't have to. All you got to do is make a phone call. All you got to do is call them 855-MC-ORTHO. That's 855-MC-ORTHO. Or simply go to marshfieldclinic.org to find out more information. The physicians, the locations, and the services all near you. Again, call them. It's worth a phone call not to live with pain anymore. 855-MC-ORTHO. They are the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Aaron Sims, the voice of the Milwaukee Admirals, going to talk about the new darling of the NHL. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Summerfest, Cousins, they want you to be a VIP. Go to CousinsSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway, and you can experience your best Summerfest ever. 11 concerts, 11 nights, 11 VIP opportunities, concert packages, 2 tickets, parking pass, gift cards, all for you. Cousins Subs, go to CousinsSubs.com/Big Gig Giveaway to get registered. Do that daily. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now, Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. And Aaron, I wanted to get you on because the improbable has become probable in reality. And I cannot believe that we're sitting here talking about the Vegas Golden Knights being in Lord Stanley Cup's finals, but that's the way it's all worked out. How impressive has this run been?
It's been pretty incredible when you consider this is the, well, it's the second expansion team really to make it to the final, but over really it's the first one. The other one happened in 68 when the league went from 6 to 12 teams and they guaranteed that one of the expansion teams would make it because they put all six expansion teams in the same division. This is really remarkable. Bill Foley paid $500 million to get the team. They changed the rules a little bit for expansion from years past in the fact that 11 players were allowed to be protected by teams, but even though they ended up with some good players and a lot of players that had some great seasons, I don't think anybody thought that they would make the playoffs even, let alone be in the Stanley Cup final.
The goal, we always talk about it, but goal play is everything, and they have gotten some incredibly good goal play in this thing, haven't they?
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury in net, he has won three Stanley Cups, but only one really as the primary goaltender. The last couple of years has been Matt Murray. Now, Murray was injured last season at the beginning of the postseason for Pittsburgh, and Fleury had to do the work for the first couple of rounds, but he really wasn't the guy the last couple of seasons. He had kind of lost his job, so a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, as this entire team does, including the coaching staff, but he has been magnificent, nothing short of magnificent, and absolutely, there's no doubt, it's all net play. It's getting to the net offensively and playing strong, stout defense in front of your own goal and having a goaltender that's playing out of his mind.
And you've got Fleury also one of the, and this is, you know, the funny thing is when I started going through these names, some of these names I don't even recognize to pronounce, but Jonathan Marchessault?
Marchessault,
yeah. Has been fantastic. I mean, not getting nearly the publicity that he deserves. Fleury gets all the publicity he deserves, but Marchessault has been fantastic for this team.
Yeah, so many of these guys. And it's interesting because so many GMs across the National Hockey League, they made side deals with the Vegas Golden Knights on expansion draft day to try to basically get cap relief. And Jonathan Marchessault was a pending free agent. He had one more year left on his deal. That would have been this season. But Florida gave him away in the hopes or in exchange for Vegas drafting Riley Smith off their roster rather than losing a different player that they wanted to keep. So they gained some cap relief with Riley Smith going. The cost was Jonathan Marchessault, and the two of them ended up having career years, as has pretty much everybody on this Vegas roster, because, quite honestly, there were very few stars. James Neal, probably, Marc-Andre Fleury. Everybody was going to step up because they were going to get minutes that were not afforded to them in the past, and here they are in the Stanley Cup final.
One of the guys that doesn't get a lot of credit either, Nate Schmidt, one of the top defensemen. Watching him play, again, I don't watch a ton of hockey this year, but just watching him play and the ability to skate angularly to the puck and get there ahead of time, I was watching him work. I mean, when you've got him in front of you as a goalie, that's fantastic, but he had a hell of a year.
Yeah, he really did. He doubled his career or his season high in points from 17 to 36. He's a guy who can skate. This is an issue with so many teams in the National Hockey League, and one of the reasons Nate Schmidt was exposed for the expansion draft by Washington, and it's salary cap, it's promising no movement clauses, no trade clauses, all of that. So Washington ends up having to keep guys like Matt Niskanen and Brooks Orpik, who, quite honestly, aren't as useful as they were 5, 7, 10 years ago. So the cost is Nate Schmidt because you cannot make a deal with or cannot make a move with those guys due to their no movement clauses. And here you have Nate Schmidt breaking out. That he would have done the same thing had he been in Washington, but he's doing it in Vegas.
So who are they facing?
I got to think it's Tampa Bay, the 3-2 lead, and Washington has it's uphill for them. It's funny because Andrei Vasilevsky is the goalie for Tampa Bay, and down the stretch he's one of three Vezina finalists, the others being Pekka from Nashville and Connor Hellebuck from Winnipeg. Down the stretch, Vasilevsky was the weakest of the three and stumbling and sputtering. And now Vasilevsky is playing magnificent hockey and his team in front of them is playing. So I think it's going to be Tampa and Vegas. And you know what, all season long, everybody says, well, Vegas can't do it. Vegas can't do it. Can they? Can they? Well, they continue to do it. It's been an amazing story.
I want to go to Nashville, just which is the, you know, parent team, for those that don't know, the Milwaukee Admirals. Decent season, just didn't get the job done.
Yeah, it was disappointing. There's no doubt. They thought they had made the moves. They had made the move early in the season for Kyle Turris. And gave up a couple of prospects. There, late in the season, there was a first-round draft pick exchanged to Chicago along with a prospect for Ryan Hartman. They thought they had the team that was built to do it. I honestly thought Winnipeg, and I can say this now, and it's easy to say, but I had seen Winnipeg in person a couple of times this year, and I thought Winnipeg was the best team I had seen all year long. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that Nashville lost, because I thought Winnipeg was awfully good. That being said, I don't think a ton of changes are due for Nashville, and that means probably, well, we'll see what that means for Milwaukee here this coming season.
How much pressure has Pekka Rinne got on him? I mean, he ended up getting the win in game six when they ended up shutting out Winnipeg, and then five goals Winnipeg picks up in that 5-1 decisive game. I mean, this is a couple of times he's been right there at the altar, just hasn't been able to get it done.
He has, and he was pulled 11 minutes into that game. There is a ton of pressure on him. Now, he's going into the final year of his seven-year contract, 7 years, $49 million contract. He has been the face of the franchise. He is gracious. He is a battler. He is a warrior, all of the cliches that you want. He's everything you want your pro athlete to be, except he has not won the Stanley Cup. There is a lot of pressure on him because with his contract and with the respect he has in the organization and in the community, I don't see him going anywhere. So if he wants to win a cup, this next year probably has to be it for him.
Aaron, great stuff. Always appreciate it, my friend. Great update, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Excellent. Thanks for everything, Bill.
See you, pal. There you go. Aaron Sims, our hockey aficionado when it comes to terrific hockey talk. There is no better guy in the market or in the area to do so than Aaron Sims, who is just fantastic. Stay tuned. We got another hour of the Bill Michaels Show. Going to talk some Packers when we come back. Coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.